Luke 17, verse 32. I want you to read one little passage here. Luke 17 and 32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. You say that with me? Remember Lot's wife. That was one, three words there that Christ puts in the middle of a conversation that he was having, ministry, to let people know how dangerous it is when you look back. How dangerous it is when you look back. Jesus Christ is soon to come back, and we do not need to look back at all. A lot of times we take it that when somebody looks back, they have completely turned around and gone the other direction. But it's a little more than that. To me, that's when it's completely fulfilled. But when our heart starts to desire things that are behind you, things you left, you are looking back. I want to share this morning out of God's word, a little message. In which direction are you looking? In which direction are you looking? I want us to pray this morning. I want our minds on God. It's easy for us to get our minds on other things this morning. Let the devil just take us in different directions. And we're here, we're gathered together this morning, we're here. I believe God wants to speak to us through his words. And I don't claim to be no great preacher or anything, but it's God's word. God can speak to you through his word. There's nothing but the scriptures I read to you this morning. God can speak to you. And you can be ministered to. We've got to go forward in a mighty way. A great determination. Let's just pray together. Father, I come to you, Lord, this morning. Just ask God that you would be with us, Lord, this morning. As we share the word of the Lord. I just pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, this morning. That our minds and our hearts would be upon you, Lord. I pray, God, that you just work through us. Through us, Lord, through your word, God. That your word will just minister to us, God. We need you, Lord, this morning, God. God, I feel like the enemy's trying to hinder, Lord. So, God, I just pray, Father, that we would be focused on you today, Lord. I pray, God, that we would not let anything hinder us, Lord, distract us, Lord. I just pray, God, that there would be liberty here this morning to share your word, I pray. Touch us, oh God, I pray. I ask, Lord, for anointing, God, to share your word. Lord, this is what was placed on my heart today. And I just pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, and share your word, I pray, Jesus. I need you, God. I cannot do it on my own, Lord, my own ability. God, I'm not able to do that, Lord. I'm nothing without you. And I just need you, God, to help us, Lord, I pray, God, today. Help us today, Lord, I pray. God, I pray that these words, God, would not fall on hard ground. But I just pray, God, that the heart would be tender to receive your word today, God, I pray, Lord, Jesus. Oh, God, touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord, I pray, God. Touch us this morning, Lord. Oh, God, touch us today, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's take a moment, church, and let's pray for the services in Mexico. They'll be beginning to start here anytime now. Let's pray. Just ask God to give them liberty. The power of God be demonstrated there this morning. Heavy anointing be upon them as they share the word of the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, I ask you today, God, our elders are in Mexico, Lord, sharing the word of the Lord this morning. And I pray, God, that you would reach down, Lord. God, that you would touch them, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that you give them liberty, Lord, this morning. God, as they share the word of the Lord, I pray, God, that there would just be, God, a heavy anointing upon them, Lord. I pray, God, that the power of God, Lord, would be demonstrated there, Lord Jesus. I ask, God, that work would be done, oh God, in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. In a mighty way, God. I pray, Lord, the signs and wonders, Lord, to confirm your word this morning. I pray, God, Lord, that a harvest, God, would be brought in, Jesus. Souls would be saved, Lord, I pray, God. Do it, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, do it, Lord God. I pray, Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Lord, have your way, God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise your name, Lord. Have your way this morning, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. You can be seated if you wish this morning. In which direction are you looking? In which direction are you looking? I did not title this or give it a title. I'm not very good at titling. A lot of times I don't give titles. Message, like Steve asked me, how do you want to title that? I really don't have a title. A lot of times the Lord just lays a verse on my heart or something. But in this, the title that I gave is in which direction are you looking? Not so much in which direction are you going. In which direction are you looking? That's where the first thing Satan is wanting to do to you is get you to look in a different direction. That's the first temptation he's going to give to you is for you to look in a different direction. For you to actually change directions. You know, have you ever been driving a car and going down the road and you're driving but you're not looking where you're going? You're looking off at something else. I've done that many times and driving is a dangerous thing. It's a bad habit, you know. When we do that, it's caused wrecks. People can get hurt. People have been hurt. That's that happened. I've been driving. You might see some deer in the field or something, or you're looking over there at them, or you're just looking at something when you're riding down the road. And all of a sudden, the person in front of you might be stopped and you didn't know that. You're about to run into them. I've had that happen. I was looking at something and didn't realize the person in front of me was stopped. And I had to go clear around the opposite side of the road, the edge of the ditch, to miss them because they were stopped in front of me. And I wasn't looking where I was going, you know. I was watching something else. And a lot of times, not just in cars and stuff, but we do that just in walking and things, you know, in the grocery stores and stuff. A lot of times you'll bump into somebody and it's an accident, you know. You didn't mean to do it, but you just, you're looking down the aisles at your, for trying to find something. One thing I despise of going to Walmart, it takes me 30 minutes to find where it's at.
Bye.
world. Looking back in the Zion, in the things of this world, we find other people throughout Scripture that was guilty of this. And Paul refers to it a lot of times. Talks about Demas, who was guilty of this, who was with Paul. But now, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, he begins to love the things of this world. And he leaves. He goes back. One time, Paul wrote and had some things to say good about him, about him being with Paul. But now, he's desiring the things of this world, and now he's looking back, and he's going back. He's gone back. And he's left Paul because he probably was tired of the persecution that Paul was going through. He was tired of the fight. I'm telling you, that is something that Satan will work in our lives. He will get you tired of the fights. He will get you tired of fighting, church. He will just say, why can't we just live a normal, simple life, church? That's what the devil will try to tell you. And he'll get you looking back at where it was before. You was in this Christian world, and you had to fight every day. Yes, you had to fight every day in this world, church. The Bible tells us that we fight against principalities and powers and the rules of darkness. We fight every day, church. But what happens is Satan will try to tell you, if I can just get back to those things where it was, I had to fight all the time. I was under that temptation all the time. Now, you may not be under that temptation all the time, but you're getting into the temptation. You was living that life. You was in that bondage. And what Satan is doing is he's trying to get you pointed back to the very things that you hate, the very things that you despise, that you cry out to God to deliver you from. Now he's trying to get you looking back at this. Starts telling you these lies. We must come out, church. We must be separate. I'm tired of being shepherds. I'm tired of living this life. That's what Satan will tell you. Why can't I do my own thing sometimes? Why can't I do what I want sometimes? And the devil will take those things and he'll get you looking back, church. And next thing you know, you're falling. You're not fit for the kingdom of God. Praise God. You say, well, why are you preaching that to us? I thought we were doing good. I thought we were going forward. I thought we were having good services. I'm telling you, we are having good services. God is doing great things. But you need to get your eyes and compare our services and our lifestyle by other Christians and other churches. God wants us to go forward. He wants us to move up. He wants us to keep pressing on. And I'm telling you, there's any kind of desire that was behind you. You're not going forward. You're not going forward, church. Praise God. We find, though, that there was people in the Bible who went backwards and looked the wrong way. As I read to you several incidents, those flocks and Abraham, the children of Israel, and Moses, the children of Israel, and how they were doing these things, going in the wrong direction. I find in Scripture, though, how there's men of God who wanted to go forward, and it did not matter what it cost them. They wanted to go forward. They left what was behind them, and they was willing to give up everything that they could go forward. Hebrews chapter 11. Take your Bibles and go over to Hebrews chapter 11 with me. Notice in verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8.
He was raised by in the palace, church. He grew up among that kind of lifestyle. He was there from birth up to maturity.
future was going to hold for Pharaoh and that lifestyle. And he knew what the future would hold for God's children. But see, Satan don't tell you those things. He don't tell you what the end of destruction is going to be. He was willing to give up the comforts of that it would only be temporal. That he could be with God's children and have something that's going to be eternal. And what we must do, church, is we must have our minds made up that we are willing to give up whatever we must have. Whatever is slowing us down, church, that we can take and go forward and be part of God's church. We must fix our eyes on that and not look back. Forward. I'm not beating you down. It's going to cost us. It's going to cost. Get our eyes off everybody else and what they're doing. Put yourself in God's mirror. Line up according to His words. He wants us to go forward, church. Oh, I know we're doing good, but we got so much better. We got so far to go. I'm concerned. Why aren't we seeing some more things? I feel like we've hit a wall. We're not seeing people filled. We're not seeing a lot of things that we should be seeing, church. And it's going to cost us. We're going to have to make some sacrifices. Are you looking forward? Are you looking forward? But you still have some longing behind you. Remember Brother Nestor preached at one of our camp meetings, and he made the statement that why we're not being filled is because we have a lot of junk in us. No. You gotta get out. Right. To make more room.
Yes.
That vessel's so and so big. Jesus. And if it's half full of something else, or a third full, or a fourth full, it's gotta be cleaned out.
Yes.
Some more can go in it. So what are we filled with? Paul said, I could have been filled with all my whole list of things I've done. But I'm throwing them away. Moses says, I could have been in Pharaoh's house. I could have been a king's son. I could have been next in line. This all could be mine. I'm leaving. I could be a children of Israel. Abraham says, God's calling me to go forward. God's calling me to leave this. I'm leaving. I'm leaving my family. I'm leaving my home. A place that he probably had a business established. I'm sure he had some kind of work, some kind of income, something he was doing. And Abraham says, I'm going forward. Because God told me about a city. And I'm going to go find it. God told us about many things, church. But are you looking for that? Are you looking for that? Listen. Can I just ask you a very simple but very serious question this morning? In which direction are you looking? In which direction are you looking? I'm not asking you in what direction you're going, but in which direction are you looking? And by what direction are you looking will tell you where your desire is. You see, I haven't gone back to Egypt. Are you wanting to? Is there some things you wish you didn't have to give up? Are you standing on the spirituality of your whole church? Is that what you're standing on? You can't do that. We are a body, but you will stand before Christ yourself. And I can't make it to heaven by a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, somebody else. I have to make it because I take a hold of the plow, and I'm not looking back. The church can be going forward, and you as an individual, are you longing to go back? Amen? Let's spend some time in prayer. I mean, that's all God wants me to say. Let's spend some time in prayer this morning.